Welcome to Catch Matt Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. At this time of changing leaf color, narrowing daylight, and the nearing frost, numerous red berries are ripening in the meadows, wetlands, and forest understory. Today we are going to dive into the neat natural history and uses of red fall fruits, such as rose hips, bog cranberry, lingonberry, red currant, and highbush cranberry. Berries need the sun and sugars to ripen them. Starting on the side with the most sunlight, the chlorophyll reduces and the pigments, like anthocyan, take its place. Anthocyan is responsible for the red, purple, and blue in berries, like blueberries, crowberries, cranberries, as well as reddish-purple plant leaves. This compound also protects the plants from UV damage, like a layer of sunblock. Plants with orange and yellow colors, like carrots, cloudberries, and yellow birch leaves, get their color from carotenoid pigments instead. Most of these berries become sweet and soft after the first frost, making them more tasty. This process is the same for vegetables, like carrots and broccoli, that taste more mild in cooler weather. Increased sugar in fruits is like antifreeze. When temperatures drop, the starches are broken down into sugar to help them protect against the cold. Adding sugar, which replaces water, might strengthen the cell walls and prevent frozen water from bursting them. This makes them more durable and protects them from decay, just like adding sugar to jam to preserve it. In this process, the acidic flavor of berries, like the tartness of cranberries, is reduced. And even as the added sugar is protecting the fruits, the frost inevitably softens their skin, making them messier to pick. Although they sweeten some, they are still tart, like the cranberry-type berries, and this acidicness is an added layer of defense against disease and insects. Snow and cold temperatures continue to preserve these berries through the winter and into the spring for later eating. In the fall, they are important for hibernators like bears, migratory animals like birds, and year-round animals like grouse, fox, and voles. Throughout the winter, some animals continue to eat fruits, but rarely. And in the spring, the fruits are exposed again, and they remain a critical food source for hungry animals. These creatures return the favor by spreading the seeds in their droppings and scat to help the plants spread and reproduce. Just like the wildlife that appreciate these delicacies, you might want to enjoy or save these berries too. First, learn how to identify dangerous lookalikes, such as baneberry, devil's club, and elderberry, which can cause sickness or death. Then consider your surroundings, roadside chemicals, nearby poisonous plants, or dog activity. To steward these plants, remember to harvest with respect and take only what you need. A good rule of thumb is no more than 10% to leave plenty for wildlife. Rose hips dry nicely and add to teas, but used fresh in jams or infused with raw honey, they retain their high amounts of vitamin C, which is good for your immune system. The cranberry-type plants, like highbush cranberry and bog cranberry, or lingonberries, all freeze well and can be made into jams or sauces. You might experiment with drying them or adding them to baked goods, like muffins. This is Josie Norris, and this has been Catch Matt Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.